You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yeah. Let's start the show. My goodness. Could there be any more technical? I had to share one technical difficulty with Wade that I cannot discuss on the air. And then I was hammered by another technical difficulty of a different type entirely. You are listening to Supreme Radio. This is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Adel Moussa will not be on during the second half today because he is suffering from laryngitis of some sort. He has no voice, so we will not be doing Subversity Science Roundup. But we will be doing a special episode of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob? Welcome back.
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And we're going to be talking about a topic that really needs to be discussed. And it needs to be discussed honestly. And that is, can you really be a drug-free competitor? If yes, what should you expect? And how far can you expect to get? We're going to have lots of different opinions here because Coach Johnson has been a drug-free athlete your entire life, right? Wade, did you ever, I mean, right now on Supreme Radio exclusive, did you ever try anything back in the day when you were young, D-Bull, anything?
No, none of that.
What about over-the-counter stuff that was considered, you know, pro-hormone, pro-steroid stuff?
No. I mean, I took, I've taken sarsaparilla root that is supposed to be.
Oh, come on. Wait, sarsaparilla root? They served that to kids back in the Western days. Come on.
Right. I don't disagree, but it's like I told you in the email, you know, it's like zinc, you know, you can take zinc. You know, zinc is an aromatase inhibitor, you know, right. So what are we going to classify? You know, it's something that Mother Nature, you know, has, you know, God put in the dirt, you know. I mean, as you saw by the climate, I guess is a good word of my emails, this is the kind of stuff that really frustrates me. I don't know. If you want to use steroids, knock it out. If you want to use pro-hormones, take them. You know, it's just one of those things where I'm like, just educate yourself, be as safe as possible, and then be honest about it. And it's like, you know, it doesn't make me better because I'm drug-free. It's just the route that I chose. You know, where I get on a rant is where people talk about things or they confuse things and then sell it, you know, or show it as if they know what they're talking about. And
give me an example of that first.
Here's the thing. I heard, and these are guys in town, and so I won't mention any names. And I started to call in, and I just said, you know what, you know, it's not worth it. But they were talking about creatine, however you want to pronounce it, as if it were or should be classified as a drug. And I was like, this is ridiculous. This isn't a synthetic product. It's like, you know, people talking about ribose. These things are derived from food products.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, it's to the point that, one, making a statement about something that obviously you know absolutely nothing about, you're not even in the same region, is asinine, you know. And then people, you know, who look to these people as providing, you know, a wealth of information, you know, then the next thing you know, their kid, you know, they're worried about their kids, you know, taking something. Read, people. Get educated and make decisions for yourself, you know, because all you have to do is do some reading, look at the research, and then follow the money trail. It will tell you in documentation and research, and Rob is much better at talking about this, but if you find the money trail, you'll see who's motivated on generating that information. I mean, there are things that, you know, cholesterol and eggs and that. Don't get me started because then you will be bleeping everything I say because it's frustrating because you got a guy on the radio that is talking about creatine as if it were classified as a drug,
right,
and it's a food product.
Right.
And are you kidding? You know,
I know,
like
that,
I told you.
That frustrates me too, because, you know, it's like, do these idiots realize that pork, tuna, beef all has creatine in it? I mean, every animal protein out there has creatine in it.
I don't think they do. You know, in fact, I can vividly recall when they were trying to outlaw certain dietary supplements, one of our fine senators, it was a woman, I forget her name, but she was frustrated because they couldn't ban a certain one, and she comes through her hands up and she said, well, can't we ban creatine? That's a steroid.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and the sad part is you have idiots like this creating legislature. You know, my biggest frustration is Joseph Biden. I mean, the guy, horrible vice president, but you know what? When he went on TV and said, when the whole steroid Barry Bonds thing broke, right? And he went on TV in front of Congress and he said that he was a baseball player in college and he refused to do roids. And he could not become a pro baseball player because he refused to do roids. And it's like, look, Joe, you know what? Roids doesn't make you swing the bat. It's like these people think that if everybody, if the drugs made the athlete, then every athlete would be a Barry Bonds. The drugs don't make the athlete. They may enhance the athlete, but they don't make the athlete. This notion that just taking a drug makes you stronger, makes you faster, makes you hit a ball harder is part of the whole misunderstanding about what these drugs do. And then it translates to things like creatine. It's like then people think, well, creatine must be a steroid because it makes your muscles bigger when you use it, right? It's like these people are idiots.
That's the whole fallacy of the thing. And it's like, that's what I tell people. I go, now let me tell you how serious the government really is about steroids. The sport that they chose to go after is baseball.
Yeah, not football.
Really? Or pick a number of them. And so the thing is, and then you want me to take it seriously. And then I saw that rant that you're talking about Biden, and I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get into this whole political thing, but it's just like, you've got to be kidding me. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, of all the things on the planet, you know, then you personalize it as if you had a chance of making, you know, a single A ball team. I mean, give it a rest. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. Let's look at it realistically. You've made the drugs illegal if you don't have a prescription, and then let's go from there. But let's not color outside of the lines of what things really are, and that's like with supplements. I mean, they banned red yeast rice for a while because of what it could do, you know. Right. But it's a food product. I mean, that's the thing where I want people to understand. There's a completely different world. I don't take Bayer aspirin. You want to know why? Because it's a synthetic. Guess how many people don't know that? It's in the millions. Take that 50 milligrams or 25 milligrams of Bayer aspirin, and it will still make the lining of your stomach bleed. Why? Because it is a synthetic. It is not a natural product.
Right.
And that's
I didn't know that. I thought they were getting it from tree bark.
No. It's synthesized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one way to get it. Buy it as white willow bark. There you go.
Yep.
Boom. Aspirin. But my point is there's so many things that you color something other than what it is. I'm not saying you should never use it. I just choose not to use it. You know, what I am saying is find out for yourself, you know, and again, we're coloring things outside of the lines of what they truly are. And I understand I've gone completely off on a rant, but you know, it's like people thinking that, you know, vitamin C, the whole reason why you take vitamin C is for your immune system. And that's not the case at all. And so there's so much misinformation out there to the point that it does bring us to the topic at hand, that now people don't believe you can get super strong or super big or super fast or whatever it is you choose to do without taking a bunch of steroids.
Okay, now Rob, we know that Wade has never used anything, and that's
yep.
pretty clear. What about
yep.
you?
I've used pro-hormones when they were legal. And that was in 2005, so that was after about, 20 years of training. And I think it's important to be honest about that because, frankly, you know, the people that have stood up and lied and said, you know, I never took this and I never took that, you know, they're not credible. You know, what did I think of them? Not much, to be honest with you. It was I can honestly tell you that back when I was 25 years old, those were my greatest gains. You know, I made it to 252 pounds, eating 6,000 calories a day. So, you know, legal at the time, took them. Were they magic of any sort? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, so now everybody knows I've used drugs, but I didn't use drugs because I was a competitive athlete. I wasn't a competitor. I used the drugs to add it to my resume of knowledge. And I've said that openly on the show. I didn't use them because I thought I had to use them to get stronger. I wanted to see the difference between using these drugs and not using these drugs. I've used every pro hormone out there, many of the pro steroids that are now banned as well. And I've used plenty of testosterone and DECA, and quite frankly, my favorite, which is Trenbolone and Anthate. And I don't use them anymore because I'm 54 years old and my health is more important to me than anything else. But I use them so that I can speak intelligently about them. And when I talk to people about these things and they tell me far-fetched things about, oh, well, I'm taking 500 milligrams a test. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know what? 500 milligrams a test is very, very little in the world of drug use today. And it's like, it's not going to elicit much more than, you know, taking 5 AD when it was available back in the day.
Right.
So, you know, it's...
So that kind of, that sets the stage then, right? I mean, we've got Wade who took sarsaparilla.
Well, now I will say this, and I will say this because I don't want to BS anyone. In the last couple of years, I coach a doctor. I won't even talk about what field he's in. And one of the studies that he had read about was how DHEA could help eyesight. And I just took his word at it. And I have used DHEA, and I think that's supposed to help boost your testosterone. But I take a daily part of it along with bilberry because I wear glasses and I can't see crap, you know, if I don't. So, I mean, if somebody, you know, wants to accuse me of using a test booster, then I have certainly done that. But as far as any kind of synthetic drug, I don't even know what 5-AD is. I assume it's some sort of andro product, but
yeah,
I don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But okay, let's do this. We've really gone long, partially because of the technical difficulties. Let's take a commercial break, pay a few bills, come back, and let's talk about this. How far can somebody get drug-free? Can they get as far as the drug-using athletes, or do they have to change where they plan on competing? And are you willing to do drugs at some point in time? It's not the worst thing in the world. I'm not putting a hex on anybody out there. I'm not judging, and none of us here are going to judge. I can tell you that Coach Johnson doesn't judge people. His choices are his choices. And he never imposes those on anybody. I've known him for a long time. The guy's the most decent guy in the world. And he's in the realm of guys who are using drugs, and he's not judging them. But he is competing against them drug-free, and there's something to be said about that. So let's do this, and I'm sure Rob Regish is going to give us lots of insights into this area because he trains individuals who use drugs and don't use drugs. So this is going to be a really interesting show, I hope. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. We'll be right back.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes,
I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Showtime. Welcome back. Okay. Can you be a competitive drug-free athlete in powerlifting, in bodybuilding, in many sports? And if so, what should you expect and how far can you get? Okay, so, Rob, I want to turn to you for a second, okay?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bounce this off of. What do you think? Do you think that in order to be a professional athlete today in a sport where strength is a key component, and that could be football, obviously, baseball, you know, hockey, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, bodybuilding, these types of sports where every year you have to get stronger and stronger. Do you think that drugs are essential? And if not essential, are they at least somewhat required?
Easy answer. Essential? No. Required? That's a tough answer, depending upon your, you know, genetics. But, you know, our co-guest, Wade Johnson, is a perfect example of a guy, you know, who's never used drugs, who set world records. Now, if you doubt the ability of the human body to develop incredible strength and power without drugs, then you don't know the Iron Games history. And if you look back, and I'll plug, you know, Brooks Kubik's books here. I'm looking at two of them that I ordered. History Strongest Men and How They Train, Doug Hepburn. History Strongest Men and How They Train, John Grimmick. You want to talk about two guys who are drug-free, who, you know, could bend metal
bars. Yeah, but okay,
bars.
but wait a minute, okay? It's like comparing the baseball mitts of yesteryear to the baseball mitts of today. The ball is moving faster. The game has changed. I mean, John Grimmick and those guys were strong, but they weren't benching over 1,000 pounds. They weren't squatting over 1,200 pounds. They weren't deadlifting over 1,000 pounds. The game has changed. The game, I mean, they expect athletes to be superhuman today. They expect a 285, 325 pound, you know, linebacker to be able to run a 40 in, you know, in 3 seconds and be able to mow down a line of guys at the same time. The game has changed.
I agree the game has changed, but I will also say this. You cannot convince me that everyone in the NFL or any other organization that requires a lot of power and strength is there and stays there because of drugs. You know, you can say, you know, X percent use them or got there using them, but you cannot tell me, and I'm not going to take it away from every single guy, because there are those people that can and have done it without drugs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's a very easy thing to make the assumption, hey, I got to use this stuff to get to where I need to be. But I think you're selling yourself short if you go into it with that mentality. I really do.
Okay, Wade, what do you think about what I just said? The game has changed. The poundages these guys are lifting today in Olympic lifting and in powerlifting is not what they were lifting back in yesteryear when we maxed out how strong we could be without drugs.
Right, and the thing, you know, notwithstanding, is there's an evolution also in the equipment that we use. I mean, even, you know, let's like Olympic lifting, powerlifting, cycling. I mean, look at stock
baseball,
car racing.
Baseball. Look at the baseball bat. Okay. How the dynamic,
sure,
the technology,
sure,
has changed. You know,
absolutely. And that, in and of itself, you know, along with what I really feel is better nutrition, better supplementation, better training, and then how we trained. I interviewed Ken Patera. This has been several years ago when I worked for Power Mag, I believe it was. And he said, he asked me, he goes, you know, one of the biggest differences, he goes, now early on, he told me, and before, when he did the 500 press, that at that point he was drug free. And he openly talked about, you know, he goes, we had no idea what we were doing back then. But the thing that struck me was not what he did or didn't do, was how he trained. He asked me, he goes, you train year round, don't you? And I was like, yes, sir. You know, of course I do. And he goes, we didn't do that back in my day. He goes, it was not uncommon for us, even as weightlifters, you know, to take 3 months off. You know, we had a complete off season where we weren't in the gym at all. And so I think you see a significant difference in how people train and how they approach training. And when people get started, and that, you know, you didn't have a D1 in every big town where junior high and high school age kids, now I guess it's middle school and high school, even that has changed. And so the approach to how people train, training year round, and when they get started in the instruction they get, it has created a better athlete.
Do you think, Wade, do you stay with that just for a second? Keep your thought the way you want to go to. Do you think that in order to train year round, not everybody, but some guys do need the drugs because these guys were taking 3 months off to recover completely, central nervous system, everything?
Boy, that'd be a tough one to answer. I think it, again, with the evolution of the way things have been, I think it was just something that was introduced and they just took it. You know,
right.
It's like, you know, a new piece of equipment. You know, the bench shirt that I used 10 years ago is nothing like what they're using now. Now, it is producing bigger numbers, and I understand that, and it's a whole different show and a whole different argument about how much the shirt helps and all that kind of stuff. You know, but ultimately, you to even attempt to hold the weight in your hands like that, to see a 1,000-pound bench press, you know, the amount of strength that is required, and let me tell you, the immense amount of pressure being in that gear, which I can speak of, you know, with a great deal of confidence and experience, is immense. And so,
when you say pressure, you mean how that shirt squeezes your body?
Oh, squeezes the crap. I've told you before, you've asked me what was going through your mind when you squatted 1040. And it was really simple. I listened for Melissa's up call and don't pass out. The amount of pressure that I mean, the suit and let alone the weight. And again, I opened at 960, second attempt 1,000, third attempt, 10:40. I really couldn't tell of that much difference in how the weight filled, certainly not between a grand and 10:40. The immense amount of pressure that I was in that equipment is what was so exhausting.
Huh.
You know, I'm not minimizing the weight. It was heavy. It was heavy as hell, and I hurt like hell for a week. That's how heavy it was. But I'm telling you, the pressure and the strength, the holding and static strength required for an athlete to hold that kind of weight is immense. So yes, there is an evolution in equipment and how people train, and you know, does someone need to take drugs? I don't know that they needed it, because obviously they were strong on the front end. It's just what they did at that time, and they did it. It wasn't illegal, you know, and those sort of things. So it's not a complete apples to apples. I wouldn't say an apples to orange comparison, but it's different. It's just like you said, you know, comparing Babe Ruth to Henry Aaron to Barry Bonds, completely different eras, and, you know, and the equipment has changed and the rules have changed, you know, so on and so forth. And it's the same thing with stock car racing, you know. I remember a day when I lived in Pulaski, Tennessee, and this is just an example of how sports and how perspective changes. A guy owned a gas station, and it was not uncommon for the Allison brothers, if you know anything about NASCAR, they come and fill up their tanks at their gas station. Well, you know, that you know, of course, has been years ago. But that is the evolution of sports and or all aspects of our life. I mean, think about when you were a kid. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have computers. We didn't even have cable TV. And most of us at my age and your age didn't even have a color TV.
Well, we didn't even have a remote control.
There was three damn channels and maybe Sesame Street on whatever channel that PBS was, maybe. And if you knew how to dial in the UHF, VHF little dial, you might get Prince Planet on a cartoon, you know, or something like that.
Right.
That's how old I am. But, you know, the point is that I don't want people to confuse things. You know, do athletes need to do drugs to be competitive? The answer is no.
Do they have to be more patient then? Do they have to be more
realistic? Is no question.
Okay.
Absolutely no question. It is a longer, more, I don't want to say dedicated. It's one of those things where you have to understand your path is going to be longer, and your plateau will be It will be more shallow than someone that uses. There's no question about that, and that's just the fact.
Now, Rob, do you think that the penchant for using drugs has clouded human capabilities? Because if people were willing to not want things tomorrow, I mean, when you look at us today, right? They put on 150 pounds over the course of a decade. They want to lose it in 60 days, and the industry panders to them to try to convince them that they can do it. I mean, think of anything else. Imagine if they said, hey, you don't have to wait to become a doctor. You can do it in 60 days. Would you go to that doctor? Absolutely not. So the point is, do you think that our penchant for wanting things right now has caused the obsession with drugs, and that obsession with drugs has overshadowed the real human potential?
The answer is a definitive yes. And why is that? It's simply a function of the media holding these guys up either as, you know, heroes and examples of, you know, what to strive for, or the flip side of that is they love tearing them down when they get caught. You know, now, you can throw out a ton of names, you know, World's Strongest Man. You know, people know the name Ken Patera. People know the name Louis Simmons. No disrespect to Louis, but comparatively speaking, how many know about Wade Johnson?
Interesting.
And I mean, now let's think about this. Wade squatted 1,040 pounds, lifetime drug-free. Should his name not be in the same, you know, league, so to speak, in the same spotlight as Ken Patera?
Yeah, you're right. That's a really, really, really good point that we just kind of gloss over, isn't it? Do you feel at all thwarted at all?
No. I did. The goals that I set were the goals that I set for myself. I mean, when I started out, honestly, when I started out, I thought if I could squat 800, bench 500, and deadlift 700, and total 2,000, and I think 2,000 still is somewhat the holy grail in powerlifting, I thought I will have achieved something that I never even thought was remotely possible. And the 800 and 500 came actually relatively quick in my career. And I started to think, you know, maybe I got a shot at 1,000, which seemed, you know, ridiculous. And, you know, maybe a 700 bench. And, you know, so the guys that use, that I know use, are not only are they respectful, they acknowledge, you know, what a feat of strength that is. And, you know, I have no problems, no qualms in standing and hanging my hat on what I've done. You know, I fully understand the commitment it takes for those guys to hit the numbers that they're doing. You know, I mean, and I will not deny that on more than one occasion, and I think I've had this conversation with both of you individually, it would have been interesting to see what I could have possibly done. You know, but right. Ultimately, for me, it was about my promise to my son, and for me to achieve what I did, especially at the age that I was, you know, I have no problem hanging my hat on that, and I don't feel the least bit slighted. I managed to be the number one super heavyweight master in the world, so to speak, or it was on PLUSA's top 100, and that was a feather in my hat. And I've managed to be on the top 50 squat of all time. Now, if it's still there, I couldn't tell you. And the only reason why I knew that is because someone else called me and told me.
Right.
You know, but, you know, the achievement was what I set out to do. I, you know, and the legacy for me is you put in this time, you work this hard, and you make the most of your genetics and whatever God gave you and blessed you with. You know, who's to say, you know, what you can and can't do? And I think those limitations are only set by the person. If I wanted to stay 350, 370 pounds, I have no doubt, barring any injury, that I would have squatted 1,100 pounds. But I hit my goal. I was 45 years old, and it was time for me to, you know, to back off the gas pedal, so
okay,
to speak.
Okay, okay, so we have to take a break, but here's my point. It's pretty clear that the opinion of both you and Rob, and you two guys really are the only opinions that count, because I've never competed at anything except eating when I was really heavy. I probably could have competed with you at pizza eating, Wade, but
no,
I don't think that yeah, you probably would have kicked my ass. I know that I don't think there's any I think that it's clear that both of you believe that given time and you, exploiting your own human potential, you can become as strong as a drug-using athlete, but it will take longer. So now let's change the direction of this conversation a little bit. When we come back from the break, I want to put you on the couch, Wade Johnson. I want to psychoanalyze you. I want to understand what goes through your mind, the type of person you are, the type of person it takes to have that level of dedication, to hold that carrot so far out, and to be willing to wait. I'm sure that there had to be times in your career, while you may not have been thinking, gee, I wish, you may have thought to yourself, wow, I could have got here faster. I want to know what it is about that level of determination. Maybe we can teach people that and make them better athletes. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. When we come back, we'll give their individual websites where you can reach out to them and communicate with them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you're satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Never before has
an anti-estrogen been so powerful? The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now, AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5-pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients, grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Coach Johnson, give your website, please.
You can find me at on Facebook. I have a personal page and the Johnson Strength Group page. The Johnson Strength Group website is no longer, and we will be revamping the weightlifting discussion site. That's where the forum is, where you can reach me, and you can always email me at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
And, of course, Rob Regish is now publishing the Blueprint Bulletin, which people are raving over, and you can get a free sample copy by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. Today, you can also learn more about Mass Pro Synthogen, which is Rob's flagship product that continues to get more and more raves about its ability to help people recover faster, also at superhumanradio.com. I got a text message from a friend of mine the other day. My childhood friend Ralph Fasano's wife, Kim, I never knew this, but she trains in the gym. She's 108 pounds, and she's got a 225-pound deadlift. She's not training for any kind of competition or anything like that, but at that weight, for a young girl, she's probably, I would imagine, if she's close to Ralph's age, you know, she's in her 40s, and so can she compete?
Yeah, certainly.
At 108 pounds with a 225-pound deadlift?
Yeah, you could. I think the cutoff, the weight class below that is 105. And I gosh.
So in other words, if she could lose 3 pounds and come in at the 105, she'd have even a better chance, I would imagine.
Oh yeah. That's it's not world class, but it is certainly strong.
Yeah, I mean, she just trains. I asked my buddy Al. I says, you know, I never knew she did this. Does she listen to the show? And he says, I don't think so. And I said, why does she train? He says, just because she needs to relieve stress. And what a great way to relieve stress is get in there and deadlift, you know? So
right,
excellent.
Right.
Okay, so Rob, obviously, Coach Johnson has a lot of ability to stay focused for a very, very long period of time, something that's very unique in the American population today, right?
Yep.
Okay. So What do you ask him some questions? Let me see you psychoanalyze him. Let's try to figure out what it is that he thinks about when he thinks about training that gives him the ability to wait it out.
Well, I guess my biggest question would be this: given everything that you have accomplished, you know, what keeps you motivated to get in there, not only on a personal level and achieve new, you know, new things, new goals that you've set for yourself, but take that a step further and help other people achieve their goals? I mean, you would be perfectly entitled to sit back in the rocking chair now, crack open a cold one, and look back on a fantastic career, but you keep up in the game, so to speak. So where does that come from?
I can't tell you the genesis, you know, or the beginning. It's one of those things. I am, and Carl knows me fairly well, I am a pretty driven person. The biggest obstacle for me is not having the drive. It's to have the focus to find balance and to maintain focus on one certain thing. And, because there's, you know, and this, you guys have seen the emails, you know, there's a litany of things that I've got my fingers in that I'm trying to be involved in. And I enjoy that. My wife asked me point blank. She goes, "Well, what is your goal with all this?" And I said, "I want to be like Lou. I want to be like Louie. You know, I want to be one of those guys, you know, that people feel confident in what, the training that I use and the things that I do and the methods that I use to coach people, not only how I train them, but how I coach them." Those are the things that motivate me. And I've said it on this show. I want to be as strong as I can for as long as I can. And I'll tell you who has inspired that. It was two people. It was my father, you know, may he rest in peace. Cause I'm gonna tell you what, that son of a bitch was strong when he was old. And it was a scary guy if you pissed him off. And I never did, you know, it just wasn't going, no, I mean, to the day that he died, you know,
right.
The amount of respect that I had for him was immense. And the other is Paul Wren. And you want to talk about just as gentle a giant of a man. It's what I want to pattern myself. When I'm Paul's age, I want to be able to do what he does. Paul walks in the room and it's regal. And, you know, I understand he's as simple and country as a turnip truck, and he is damn proud of that, and as well he should be. But, you know, he's just one of those guys that he just keeps doing it. Now, he, of course, you know, he's not lifting anywhere near the weight that he used to, but he gets in there, he trains, and he competes, and that's what I want to be. When I'm 50, if my body is able to take it and I can get in gear again, I'm not BSing when I say I intend to fully train to squat 1,000 pounds at 50 years old. Will my body allow that? I don't know, but those are the things that motivate me and my guys. I mean, if anyone has followed me on Facebook, in the last couple of months, the morning crew has exploded. And,
really?
You know, I've had as many as 15 people squatting at the same time, and, you know, that it makes it pretty tight, even though there's, you know, three monoliths and a pair of hydraulic stands. And, you know, I want to be that old guy that's not sitting in a chair and talking about what I don't want to be a Mr. Used to Be. You know, I'm nowhere near the strength that I was 2 years ago, but I want to be that guy, you know, like, what is it, Lee Emery, isn't that his name? The guy from, from Full Metal Jacket.
Oh yeah.
I want those guys. I don't want them to be fearful of me as their coach. I want them to be fearful that old fat guy is going to kick my ass. I'm going to do one of the guys. I've got an up and coming 220 guy that lifts raw, that his first meet totaled 1400 pounds and is well on his way, you know, to doing some special things. After his squats, I think he finished with about 365 pounds for a set of three paused. And what they were doing is once he got in the hole, he would, his back spotter, Josh, would, you know, go one, two, and on three, he would come out of the hole. You know, and this is a guy that probably weighs 210, 215. And that's pretty dang strong. I can't even tell you. I will occasionally pause a squat, but I don't do sets of pause squats. So after my sets, I you know, I took it as a challenge. I was like, okay, you know, so I did 415, 465, and 505 for a set of three paws in the same manner that he did. And, you know, wanting to establish that, you know, this silverback has got a bunch of silver, you know, but if you're going to kick my ass, you're going to have to kick it. I'm not going to roll over for you. And I told my son when he was a very young man, there will come a day that you can physically kick my ass, but it ain't right now, and it's not going to be for a long time. And I think if you called Wes, what was it he said? He said to a friend of mine, he goes, I have to have a really, really good game plan to have a chance, you know. And of course, he means that, in all respect and everything.
Let me ask you some questions now, okay? Let me play Dr. Carl for a second, okay? So during the day, you train first thing in the morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you thinking about the night before? Are you thinking about training the next morning when you're going to bed at night? Are you laying there thinking about tomorrow morning?
When I was training for the 2,400-pound total, I would say that 95% of the time that would have been a yes. At this point, it's generally how tired I am, and Julie and I are talking about the day, or, you know, or we're fooling with one of the two dogs that we have. And,
well,
and so
we can't talk about now. We got to talk about when you were shooting for that grand total.
It was always usually the last thought before I went to sleep.
Do you think that you thought about it throughout the day as well? The different times of the day you start thinking about training.
Certainly.
Okay.
Certainly.
Okay. And when you thought about training, did it ever creep into your mind early on, this is going to take a damn long time without drugs, maybe? Or did you resist that? Did that thought try to come in and you resisted it, or did it not even show up?
No, it was one of those things that was never an issue for me. It's like I said, my first full powerlifting meet, on the drive to it, I picked Wes up. He lived in McMinnville, Tennessee at the time. And the meet was in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, which is East Tennessee. And it was probably from his house about a 2.5-hour drive. And at that point in time, I think Wes was about 10 years old. And the conversation went, Daddy, have you ever used steroids? And I said, no, son, I never have. And he goes, are you ever going to? And I said, no, I don't plan on it. And he goes, well, good. I want you to promise that you never will. And,
really,
and that's how the story.
Wow.
You know, I said, okay. I told him at that point, I promise you that I will never use steroids.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think he had those questions for you?
You know, that would be a question you'd have to ask him. Wes was one of those kids that, he and I are a lot alike. We live a lot with information in our head. You know, it's one of those things where there's a lot of, you know, little cogs and stuff turning in the head all the time. And Wes is a lot more internal than I am. And even at a young age, you know, he'd get on the computer and read about things that he was interested in, and he was interested in strength and powerlifting. And, you know, he felt that there was some concerns, you know, and pitfalls at that point in time. As much as a 10-year-old can be, just about drug, you know, because you're taught all through school, drugs are bad. And, you know, and so it was a cause of concern for him. But at this point, I'd be putting words in his mouth. I really don't know, other than it seemed really important to him. And as many mistakes and as many times as I've let him down, that was just a promise that I just felt like I needed to be steadfast in. And that turned into, you know, there are men who I don't train, but I train their wives. And so they have an immense amount of trust in me. And then I have parents whose children that I train, you know, even young children. And so the amount of trust and respect that they have, you know, for not only what I've done and what I do and how I do it, is what has kept me, you know, from, you know, going, well, you know, I'm at this point in my life, you know, I've even, you know, I've had people advise me about getting my levels checked and being on HRT, you know, and I've just resisted it for that very reason. You know, will I do that forever? You know, I can't say. You know, have I entertained the idea of HRT? Certainly. But it's not something that I've thought about enough where I felt like I had to have a discussion with my wife and make a sound decision about it.
Right. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to change directions again. We're going to talk about the new lifter and the new lifter's direction, whether it be bodybuilding, powerlifter, or Olympic strongman competition, because I know that Rob Regish has some very, very strong opinions about this. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer in soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch.
Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, stimulant-free pre-workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Save money and gain performance and health benefits with Whey Natural USA. They are overstocked and having a blowout sale on 2.5 pound jugs of grass-fed whey. This awesome product comes from Amish-fed cows inside the USA. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite method and comes with only three ingredients: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Save big. Just click the Whey Natural USA banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Get a free sample plus a 15% discount with free shipping coupon product for the first 100 customers.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I thought I was playing something here, but it seems not to be working. So what can I say? I was trying to play Mr. Mackey from South Park, where he says, drugs are bad, drugs are bad, drugs are bad. But apparently I didn't load the clip properly, so there you go. Such is life.
That's awesome.
I know. I'll try to get it to work. But anyway, okay, so Rob, the new lifter is really the most susceptible to the allure of drugs. Let's face it. And usually the allure of drugs occurs at the hint of the first plateau. Most lifters think their first plateau is their genetic endpoint. They think, this is it. I'm never going to get stronger than this. So they don't have the wherewithal, the courage, the right information to realize this is a plateau. And so the first thing they think is, I got to try something. I got to get something, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very common occurrence. But even if you take a step back even further, one of the things that I feel pretty strongly about is when you jump into this lake of physical culture, try not to swim upstream, meaning, you know, take stock of what you were given genetically speaking, okay? We're all dealt a certain hand genetically. And if you're born 6'5", and you got a father who was 6'5", and, you know, 350 or whatever, then there's a good chance that you can grow to that size and strength, too. On the other hand, if you're born 5'5", with perfect symmetry, why would you pursue, let's say, powerlifting, for example, when bodybuilding may be more, you know, apropos, so to speak?
This is a great point. If you're 5'5", you're never thinking about becoming a basketball player, and you're cool with that. You're not like, I wanted to be a basketball player. You're like, okay, I'm never going to be a basketball player. What can I be? You're right. That's an interesting point.
I'm not taking anything away. You know, God bless all those guys that were born 6'5", and, you know, their parents are 350 or whatever, because it takes an incredible amount of hard work, like Wade spoke to. His dad was a big, strong guy, and Wade built himself up through one hell of a lot of hard work. But my point is, you know, if your goal in life is to be, you know, Andre the Giant, but you were born 5'5", you know, why swim upstream? Why not pick a discipline? And there are plenty: bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, strongman, you know, odd lifts, bodyweight training. Why jump into some endeavor that you may not be genetically suited to? Now, that's not to say it can't be done. That's not to say hard work can't overcome a lot of obstacles, but embrace the hand that you were dealt. We don't deal the cards. Our job is to play the hand. All I'm saying is play smart.
Yeah. What do you think of that statement, Wade? I mean, Wade, did you ever have aspirations of being a figure skater?
No.
Okay. I mean, let's face it.
Now I come from an era, and I don't know if Rob's not quite as old. I don't think he's quite as old as I am, but I come from that era of roller skating rinks, and so does my wife. And now I was that guy that could dance on the roller skates and skate backwards. I was that guy.
Okay.
At one time.
Okay.
There's no way in hell I would get on a pair of skates now. But ultimately, to answer your question, one of the things that I admired, you know, as a little, and I mean a little guy, 4 or 5 years old, bodybuilding, powerlifting, Olympic lifting was very prominent on Wide World of Sports and Sports World, and that's
right.
Where I got my exposure. One of the highlights of my career was I used to watch Larry Pacifico, and I can't remember how many world championships he won when there was one world championship. And to be able, as a matter of fact, this weekend I was in Cincinnati judging the Ironman Pro-Am, and Larry was there, you know, so I was only able to speak with him briefly, and his son Jimmy is quite an accomplished and very young, still up-and-coming power lifter, you know. So it for me, at an extremely early age, you know, we had no idea how big I was going to be or whatever. That the allure of strength bit me early on, and you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if your goal is to be Andre the Giant and you're 5'5", and no pun intended, you're going to fall short from that goal, but it's, can you be, you know, what can you be? And that's kind of one of the theories or you know, the philosophies behind how I train. What can you do? How far can you go? In whatever endeavor, how far can we push you? Exactly what are the limits? And why don't we push those boundaries just to see where they are? You may not be 7 feet tall, but can we make you the meanest 5'5" guy on the block? I bet we can. You know, it's just going to take a lot of hard work. There's no replacement regardless of your genetic gifts, there is no replacement for the dedication and the discipline of hard work.
Okay, now I want to change gears just slightly, okay? And that is for the guys out there who are planning to use drugs, okay? Now, I know that really neither of you probably can say to them, if you're going to use drugs, go ahead and do it. But there is a faction of people out there that are planning on using these drugs. They've listened to the message. They say, I'm really not willing to wait. They're honest about it. I don't have the genetics, perhaps, for this game, but I want to be in the game anyway. And so I've already resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to use drugs. And maybe I've already started using drugs, okay? So with that being the case, let's explain a couple things here. We're staying with the new lifter here, okay? What can people expect from using the drugs? I think Louis Simmons put it best when he said he never saw a bottle of testosterone bench press, right? And didn't he say that? Wade, I know you've quoted him.
It's not that exact quote, but yeah, I mean, he goes, you know, if I've put a bottle of test on top of a bench shirt and laid it on a bench and it didn't do one damn rep with any weight at all. I mean, he has said that to me when we've had conversations, and he has a great quote. It's said better, and I can't remember it, it was Chris Bell's, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
Bigger, Stronger, Faster, Stronger. Right.
And if you have not seen that, you need to watch that. But I think the thing that I would tell, and this is what I tell people, if it's something that you're considering, regardless of where you are in life, age-wise or career-wise or sport-wise, get educated. You know, don't just start taking people's word. Get educated. Read everything you can. Go through every legal avenue that you can, you know, and understand that there are risks, you know, not only with your health, but the thing that has always concerned me is, I mean, we can argue whether it should be considered whatever class drug it's considered or whether it should be illegal or not. Here are the facts. It is classified as an illegal drug. So if you don't have a prescription for it, understand the risk that you're taking.
Yeah, you go to jail.
You know, yeah. And, you know, that really sucks.
And with steroid phobia being what it is at an all-time high, they want to make an example of you. If they bust you, you'll be in the newspaper, you'll be on TV.
Sure.
You'll be a steroid dealer. You know what I mean?
And we can discuss the pros and cons. We can talk about what we agree or don't agree with. And, you know, and I'll tell you how I feel. I'll be completely honest. I can't believe that we live in a day and time where we want our athletes to be the biggest, the strongest, the craziest. You know, look at a professional wrestler now. Look at a small show, not even a regional show, but a local show.
Right.
And look at how these guys look versus what we used to see on the NWA in the early days of the WWF. It's not even, these guys are cartoon characters, and
right,
that's what we want. We don't want to watch the 1-0 baseball games anymore where once in a while somebody hits a home run. We want to see them crush the ball. We want to see a guy, you know, run a 4.3 40. We want to see the giant lineman be able to chase down a running back. We want to see a guy jump from the foul line and dunk, and we want to see people squat over 1,000 pounds.
Right.
But you want these larger than life characters, but then you don't. Well, but it's elite. You know, it's not fair that they took steroids.
And this is a great point. Go ahead. And then I got something.
Here's the thing that fires me up, and I don't believe people are honest. And I will be today. I will be honest. If you came to me, Carl Lenore is the owner of a powerlifting team or whatever, and you said, Wade, I'm going to put you under a doctor's care, and I'm going to assign you to a 3-year contract, and you're going to make $2 million a year. That's guaranteed. Here's the contract, but you got to take steroids. I would bet everything that I own and the two of you gentlemen and our families that 999 out of 1,000 are going to go make sure that needle is sharp.
Right.
Because here's the deal. I may not at this point in my life, but 10 years ago, had you offered me $6 million, you're probably jamming a needle in my ass.
Right.
And so what I'm trying to explain is
pure honesty right there. I love it. You're right. And that's what most athletes are faced with today. The athletes are faced with I have to be that larger than life, that superhuman athlete. And let's face it, I can't wait till I'm 47 to get there. I got to do it now. The window of opportunity is narrow. I got to use these drugs to get there. And that is what they're faced with. And I think that sports authorities and the authorities having jurisdiction over the NFL, over baseball, over all these things, they're a bunch of lying hypocrites because they know that these drugs have to be used, but they want to act like it's not.
It's like this Lance Armstrong thing. Why are people shocked that he came out and finally said
what I'm shocked is that I'm shocked that more people didn't get exposed because you know everybody's using those drugs.
You know, it's just, but again, I guess the thing where my frustration is, it's not if they do or if they don't. It's we have this expectation that, you know, because a 500-pound clean and jerk is no longer good enough, and I'm not insinuating anything. It's just, look at G.I. Joe. I think we've had this example before I've given this. Look at the G.I. Joe that was out on the market
when we were kids, you and I were
a little bitty guy, and it was just a normal, you know, guy with a beard that was bigger than the typical guy. Now, you know, he looks like he could win, you know, on the Arnold stage.
Yeah, he looks like X-Men. You know? And the X-Men, right.
And the bottom line is this is the expectation that we have of people, but we don't want them to use drugs to get there. And got to understand, I tell guys all the time, look at nature. It's a great and a classic example of what is real. Is there any question the strength, the viciousness, and the power that a silverback gorilla can generate? And the answer is resoundingly 100%. There's no question about it. It's crazy how strong it is. Now, in nature, show me one that is vascular with abs.
Yeah, that's interesting.
There are none. Same thing. The amount of power that an elephant can generate. And this thing eats grass. How many lean elephants have you ever seen in nature?
Right.
So our expectation is for something that is unnatural to be natural. And that's where I don't have a problem with professional athletes. If they want to use something, I say but they're taking their lives in their own hands. Wait a minute. You're going to tell me that I've got to worry about a guy who's got a multi-million dollar contract that has been hitting his head with a helmet on since he was probably 5 years old, and I got to worry about shortening his life because of drugs?
Yeah, right. Good point.
All the other stuff that he's done is what's going to kill him. You know, my thing is we can argue all these things. We have expectations that are not natural. And we want that until we find out that it's not natural. It's like being surprised when people are busted for using. Why are you surprised? You want something, you know, it's not good enough to run a 4-minute mile. Now we want it to be 3:45. It's not good enough to deadlift 900. Now it's got to be 1,000. And when guys have their livelihoods and millions upon millions of dollars, we're shocked, you know, that, you know, then we create a moral issue. And
right.
That's where I have a problem with it all. I chose what I chose because that's what worked for me. I never had $1 million on the line, you know. I think I made $1,000 at a pro meet one time. Yay! You know, that is nothing. Nothing compared to what these guys are facing.
And that changes the equation
everything completely.
Okay, look, I want to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to speak to something that I can talk about. And that is using drugs. And I have some strong opinions about using drugs as well for those out there who are considering it. And I'm not going to tell you they're bad. And I'm going to tell you they do work. But they come with responsibility. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
new from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Trainin', formulated by a military veteran. Basic Trainin' provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at Iron Mag Labs. Labs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell Super Stem Cell Support. RG Cell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RG Cell banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Okay, let's see if I can pull this off.
Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad, okay?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There you go. Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, Mr. Mackey knows drugs are bad. Then again, Mr. Mackey is really puny looking, too. So
yeah, really big head.
Yes, he does a type of steroid that only makes your head grow. Okay, so let's talk about something for a second. I just had this conversation at the Arnold. If someone does decide they're going to use performance-enhancing drugs, it comes with a great responsibility. And I know a lot of people say that, but let me tell you something. If you are not spot on with your training, if you are not spot on with your sleep, if you're not spot on with your diet, if you're avoiding things like alcohol, if you're avoiding things like recreational drugs, if you're not doing all of those things in combination with using these very powerful, very effective, but marginally dangerous when you start doing these other things that I'm saying you have to be spot on with. If you're not spot on, then you are going to hurt yourself. You are going to do damage to your body, and sometimes irreversible damage. The responsibility that comes with doing these drugs is you must be 100% in the lifestyle. You cannot cut corners. And the problem with the drugs is most people use the drugs because they want to cut corners. Nothing could be worse than that, because that will elicit the negative responses and the negative side effects that people talk about with these drugs. You cannot deviate 100%. You have to stay 100%. You cannot deviate 1% when using these drugs. The analogy I gave a guy at the Arnold was, you know what? If you take nitromethane and you put it in a car designed to run on the road, it'll burn holes in the pistons because that car is not prepared to handle that octane. Okay? That car is not prepared to handle the combustion power of that fuel. So the same is true of these drugs. If you're using these types of drugs, whether you're using a gram of test a week and some D-Bolin, you better be doing all the other things that keep your liver healthy and that don't hurt your liver more. You better be doing all the other things to squeeze every single morsel of progress out of those drugs, because you cannot do them indefinitely. And if you are living a reckless lifestyle and doing those drugs, you will absolutely end up very, very sick. I can name names right now of people who are really in poor health or at death's door right now, and some of you would know these names, because they lived reckless lifestyles, used recreational drugs, burned the candle at both ends, ate crappy food, and did the drugs, and all they thought they had to do is do the drugs and train. So there's a great responsibility. Before you start doing these drugs, in the words of Anthony Roberts, Anthony said something to me one time that crystallized this. He said, when somebody comes to him and wants to know about an anabolic steroid cycle, he tells them, I want you to train, eat, sleep, and do all the things that you have to do to be a serious athlete for 6 months, and then come to me and I'll put you on your cycle. And he said, if they can't stick to it for 6 months, then they're not going to be able to stick to it while they're on their cycle either. If you can't make that dedication, the dedication is everywhere in the regimen. It's not just, oh, waking up twice a week, you know, twice a week, injecting yourself and every day doing this. It's the whole damn thing. And you have to be prepared to stick to the whole damn thing before you add the drugs in. That is what I will tell you if you are absolutely on the track and you say, Carl, I don't care what you guys say. Coach, I got a lot of respect for you. Rob, I got a lot of respect for you, but I'm doing it my way. I'm going to use drugs. Then this is what you need to know. You cannot deviate from your program. You must get the sleep when you're supposed to. You're going to be a boring person for a while. Not going to be able to go out and party. Not going to be able to do the martini shots with your friends at the Cabo Wabo party. You're not going to be able to do any of those things. You're going to have to eat your meals. You're going to have to sleep. You're going to have to train. You're going to have to be a boring person. You have to lead a clean, straight edge life for the entire time that you're on the drugs, or the drugs will then hurt you. And that's all I'm going to say. Now, you choose what you want to do. Rob, you have some opinions, too, I know, about drug use, so go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I got some strong feelings about this. I'll never forget watching those Major League Baseball congressional hearings wrap up. And you can summarize it, you know, in the words of that South Park guy, you know, bad steroids, steroids bad, all you kids stay away from steroids. And I got up and I shut the TV off, and I just kind of shook my head and thought, you know, not much has changed since when I was growing up in the 1980s. The message is the same. I think the message needs to be this. Number one, acknowledge that steroids work, okay? It's obvious they do. In doing so, you establish some credibility. But the second part of that message should be this. If you're really interested in these drugs and you're between the ages of 15 and 25, do you really think it's your hormone levels that are holding you back?
That's a good point.
You know, and it's not, I mean, that's a fair, credible question that resonates with kids that age that are listening. And, you know, you have to kind of look at yourself in the mirror and say, well, if I've hit a plateau and I'm 19.
Yeah.
It's likely not my testosterone levels, and just heaping on additional, you know, tests or artificial analogs is not going to, you know, it's likely not my roadblock. There's got to be something
okay,
else.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell people these drugs don't work. They do work, okay?
Well, why do people smoke pot? Because it works.
Yeah.
Man, it'll make you high. Why will I occasionally do three shots of Patron? Because it hits me like a hammer, and I'm nice and relaxed.
Right.
I don't shoot a shot of Patron in the hopes that it'll make me feel more focused. You know, that's just the thing. When I've spoke to people, and I know I'm interjecting
alcohol
here.
Is bad. alcohol is bad.
Uh-oh, Mr. Mackey says alcohol is bad too, Wade. You're in trouble now with Mr.
Yeah,
Mackey.
Yeah, no doubt. But the point is that the reason why these things are used is because of their effectiveness.
Yes.
You know, it's like I've had arguments where, you know, a guy that is used lifted more weight than me, and he, you know, and I was like, well, I just didn't do the drugs. Well, that's not the difference. Well, then why in the hell do you take them? You know, don't make a comparison. But ultimately, the point that you're making, and is very valid, is that these things work, and I fully agree. If you're going to weight train, period, it requires you to have a higher level of responsibility. And if you're going to add these things, I think you have to be at your highest ability to be not only dedicated, but to be responsible. And you know, there's a whole lot of things that can go awry if you choose not to.
Well, do you remember the commercials, guys, that were running during the Olympics? And it was a commercial, I think it was Visa or MasterCard had a commercial where they had all these different athletes, and it was a POV, a point of view, where somebody was on a bike or somebody was running or somebody was pole vaulting. And while they were doing this, you saw it through their eyes, and then they would say, I haven't watched television in 3 years. I haven't had dessert in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't missed a workout in 15 years. It's like when you have that kind of dedication and you add drugs to the mix, you can be a world-class athlete. If you don't have that kind of dedication and you add drugs to the mix, you're just putting nitromethane in a Vega. You're just going to burn your engine out. You're not going to get anything from it. You're not going to have anything to show. You're not going to have the fastest Vega in the world. You're going to have a heaping, smoking pile of metal on the side of the road wondering, why the F did I do this? Okay? So the drugs work. There's no doubt about it. Anybody who's used them knows that they work, but they require all the other components. You still have to train hard. You still have to live clean. You still have to eat right. You still have to sleep. You still have to avoid all the other things that will make you an athlete. So you need to ask yourself a question first. Am I just a gym rat? Am I just a weekend warrior? Am I just a guy who loves to train? Or do I have aspirations of going on and competing? And I think that question needs to be answered before you even consider taking drugs. I mean, if you're going to use drugs just because you want to use them, because everybody else is using them, then stop. If you're going to use drugs because you want to compete and everybody else in your chosen field of sports discipline is using these drugs and you're living the life 100%, then you have to make that decision. I mean, pro athletes have agents that they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You're going to get an agent and then sit home and watch South Park? No, you don't need an agent. You're not a professional athlete. You don't need the drugs. You're not a professional athlete.
Well, it's always interesting, and that's why I made the point that I did, because people will create a moral platform, you know, with using anything until they're faced with, you know, it's just like I told you, it was never a hard choice for me because it was a promise that I made to my son. Now, would the conversation have been different had I been offered a contract for several millions of dollars?
Yeah.
That would have afforded me to let my son do whatever he wanted to do and take care of my family in a manner that I would have never dreamed possible. And all of a sudden, that moral compass changes directions, and I am telling you, a majority of the people would think the same way, you know. And so what I'm saying is I'm not going to play. If that's something you want to do, if you're asking my opinion would be get as educated as you possibly can, get under a doctor's care, and be smart, be responsible. And from there, it's your decision. It's like the decision on going through the drive-thru at McDonald's. You know, we can argue the pros and cons and the right and wrong about that. You know, ultimately, understand what the reality of the situation, that what you're dealing with is something that is considered illegal, and not with all the inherent risk physically and mentally and emotionally, there are legal risk as well. And so you better make sure that you have everything together. And, you know, if you're asking my opinion, if you came to me and said, I want to use steroids, what do you think? I'm going to tell you no. I'm going to tell you don't do it. If you're going to choose to do it, I'm not going to judge you. I'll give you the same advice I just spoke. Get educated, understand the risk, be responsible.
Look, can you guys sit through one more break? Because I want to come back and I want to ask Coach Johnson the question that we talked about on the Blueprint Power Hour, the dumbest thing he's ever done in the gym. And I'll tell Coach my story about dropping not one but two 45-pound plates, one on each foot. Can you guys stick through the break? Okay. All right. Stay tuned.
I got one more.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. What's the dumbest thing that Coach Johnson has ever done in the gym? We're going to find out now.
Train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Guys and gals, are you over 30 with a poor sex drive, gaining unwanted fat, or feel weak or tired? You may be suffering from hormone imbalances that can be treated affordably by physician-supervised hormone therapy. Why wait to feel like you again? Call Core Medical Group now to schedule your hormone check and save $100 when you mention Superhuman Radio. Call 617-869-7961. That's 617-869-7961. Physical and medical history required prior to therapy. Some restrictions apply. Call for details, 617-869-7961. Feel like you again.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. HR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint. I'm sorry, the Blueprint. This is the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. I was actually just forwarding Rob Regish some emails from listeners. We're getting lots of new listeners asking questions. I like that. It means that people are starting to feel comfortable and trusting the show. So if you have questions for the Blueprint Power Hour or for the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, please send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. Okay, so to create fertile soil so that everybody feels comfortable talking about the stupidest thing they've done in the gym, I did something so stupid recently that it still perplexes me. I went into the gym not this past Monday, but the Monday before to train legs. And I opened up with some leg presses and then was moving on to power squats and then leg curls and leg extensions and blah, 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 blah. The gym I train at has new plates. The plates are slightly thicker than the old plates. On my leg press machine, the lower stem usually holds 9 and the upper stem usually holds 6. When you put 9 on the lower stem, you usually have a good inch of stem left. But now, because the plates are slightly thicker, it comes flush right up to the end of the stem. In fact, the stem is probably a 16th of an inch countersunk to the plate now. I didn't think any of it. So I was doing a set of pyramids. I was going 5 up and 5 down with 11 plates on each side being my heavy set. And I do my heavy set for 2 sets because naturally it's the 5th and the 6th as I come back down to starting point. So I have 9 on the bottom, 2 on the top, and I stop after my 6th set. I go over to the right side of the leg press machine to strip 2 plates off the top, and I barely even touch the plates on the top, and all of a sudden I feel this crushing weight hit my big toe on my left foot. I look down, and there's a 45-pound plate sitting, leaning against the leg press machine with its edge flat on my toe. And I'm thinking, how the hell did that happen? I didn't even touch the damn machine yet. And then I realized what happened as I licked my wounds. I took my 5 fingers off. Yes, I was wearing 5 fingers. I may as well have been barefoot. My toenail is smashed. I'm bleeding all over the place. I figured, F it, I'm going to finish my workout because it doesn't hurt that bad right now, but it's going to hurt like hell tonight. I put my 5 fingers back on. And naturally, I stripped the 2 plates off the top, put the plate back on where it belongs, on the lower rung, the lower stem, go to the other side of the leg press machine and do the same damn stupid thing. But now the plate falls and crushes the 2 middle toes of my right foot. This is complete and utter idiocy. I was looking for a camera. I was waiting for someone to come out and say that I just got punked or something. I was like, did I not realize this happened? Didn't I think to check the plate as I came around? Because when you rack the machine, a lot of times it has to drop back down to the rack pins. Sure. And so it jiggles a little bit. And so the weight must have jiggled. And I crushed 2 toes on the right foot, 1 on the left foot. But I'm proud to say finished my workout, except I didn't do any toe raises that day. And I'm being sincere. And went on. Okay, Coach Johnson, you cannot top the stupidity of that. So feel free to take a shot because you're not going to beat me right now.
I'm trying to think. Early on in my career, Jim Ingram and I would train together. We trained at a little private hardcore gym. And I mentioned Jim's name. He listens, and he is the guy that I started what we consider now the morning training crew. He and I are the ones that started it, and he's back training with us again. We were doing what we thought was real important to train our CNS. It was probably when I was squatting in the mid-600s. We would walk out of weight in the power rack, and we'd have the pin set so where you could squat down like maybe 2 or 3 inches, and then we would come back up with it, hold the weight for a little bit, and then we would rack it. And I had a little over 800 pounds on it. And I did we were doing triples at the time, and I did 2 reps. It was well over 800 pounds. And I was like, this last one, I'm really going to sit back, and I'm really going to be powerful. And I sat back. I squatted the weight. I'd done a triple with over 800 pounds doing this partial movement, And when I stood up and held it, the lights went out. Now, I don't know if I was passed out, blacked out. I don't know what exactly happened. But I had the wherewithal, as opposed to falling to the floor. I held on to the bar, and when I came to, I'm hanging as if I were doing a chin.
Oh,
except,
my God.
You know, I was limp. I don't know how that happened. So when I stand up, and Jim, we told this story just a couple of weeks ago to the guys. When I stood up, because I wasn't 100%, I hit the top of my head on the bar and knocked me out colder than a cucumber.
Oh, man.
So, you know, so I early on, before I ever even dreamed of competing, I was squatting. Where I used to work, I work for the same boss now where I work now. I had a little gym set up in my office. It was in the depths of this building that we worked at.
I actually remember that. I remember that.
I squatted 405, and, you know, this was long before I had ever even attempted a 500-pound squat, let alone competed. And there's no spotters. There is no one even close.
That if you hurt yourself, you'd be screaming down there. No one will even hear you.
Right. So I go down to the super deep ass to ankles with 405, and I can't budget. I finally had the courage just to let it roll off my back, and I never did anything like that again. But those are the things that I've done. I've got a whole list of stuff that I've done. You know, occasionally I'll do something stupid to prevent the guys from getting hurt, and we'll end up doing something to myself. So, yeah.
Rob, do you have anything to add? I know you told a story on the Blueprint Power Hour. Do you have anything else to add that you thought of afterwards that wow, I should have told that story when I did that stupid thing?
You know, I benched alone once in college and shot for a weight that I reasoned that I'm either going to get this or I'm going to die. And I did, and I didn't get it. Unfortunately, I didn't die. But I'll tell you this: had I brought that bar down just an inch closer to my, let's say, neck versus, you know, where I did, I wouldn't have been able to roll it off, you know, down off my legs, and I probably would have died. So, you know, lifting, benching alone. It happens every year in this country, and it's sad, but they find people under bars, and that's a tough way to go.
You know what? I got stapled to the bench once. This is early on when I was still really overweight and just starting to embrace lifting. And I was traveling on business, and I was up in Chicago, and I had the hotel I was staying at had a membership. You know, if you stayed at the hotel, you could use the Bally's up the street. And I got into Chicago, and I did my work, and it was late in the evening. And I never trained in the evening, but I thought, I'm going to go to Bally's and train. And I was still wearing lots of sweatshirts, you know, so people couldn't tell, is the guy fat or maybe he's big? But they knew I was fat. I thought they were thinking, maybe he's really big under there. But it's like, I was the only one who thought that. They looked at me and they went, check out the fat guy in the sweatshirt. But anyway, and so I was nearing 270 pounds in my bench press, but I had never done it without a spotter. And the gym was empty. And I did the same thing. I worked my way up, and I had 270 on the bar, and I unracked it. I brought it down, and I couldn't get it back up. And I'm like, oh my God. And there's this young kid, like, three benches down and one bench over, because they had benches where the heads were facing each other. And I thought, I can't ask this kid to help me. What am I going to do? So I let it down on my chest. I take in a big heaving breath. I roll it down into my gut, over my hips, and down into my lap, and I sit up with it. And the kid looks at me, goes, that's cool. Why didn't you just ask me for a spot? And I felt like such a douche. I was like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want to bother you. You know what I mean? It's like, I packed up my stuff. I went back to my hotel room and I went to sleep, and that was it. So yeah, I've gotten stapled to the bench before too. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Anyway, listen, great show. Lots of honesty here. Hopefully people got something out of it. Whether you decide to use drugs or not, both of those things come with a responsibility, and we hope you choose wisely. Coach Johnson, thank you for being on the show today.
Always good to be with you guys.
And, of course, Rob Regish, my sidekick. He's on Tuesday again with the Blueprint Power Hour. We're already getting questions from listeners. Please, if you have questions for Coach Johnson for the roundtable discussions, please send them to onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll get them to answer them next show. And thanks for being on the show, guys.
Pleasure being
here. Good to be with you.
And sorry that Adel Moussa was sick today. We do not have a Subversity Science Roundup, but we will have one next week. See you then.
Strong. It's Superhuman Radio.